Hi, this is Esther, and this is about anchovies. The bowl in front of me is filled to the brim with candied, dried anchovies covered in sesame seeds. They stare blankly up at me with their beady little anchovy eyes and give me identical little anchovy frowns. My friend won't go near them, but I don't mind them. I've been eating them my whole life. They are one of the many foods eaten during the Japanese New Year's celebration that my family has every year. It's December 31st, and my mom is busy making food in preparation for tomorrow's festivities. I take a fish from the bowl, and my friend winces as I grin and toss it in my mouth. Its little bones crunch between my teeth. She shrieks, and I reach out to offer her one. She runs laughing away and yelling out of the room.
Ew, sick!
I tell her she's not really Japanese if she can't even eat a dead fish covered in caramel and sesame seeds. I say, hell, my dad can eat these things, and he's not even Japanese at all. She laughs, and she insists that she can, too, eat it. I say, fine, eat it. She can't. I just laugh and eat another one. Then I move on to some of the other foods that have been left scattered about the kitchen. My mom shoos us away. She says the food is all for tomorrow, so if I don't leave, there will be none left for New Year's. There's a lot of food, and I know we won't run out, but I still don't wait around to be told again. Food is a big part of the Japanese New Year's celebration, and when there's food involved, you don't piss off a chef. Tomorrow, we're going to have a party with three other half-Japanese families, and there's going to be plenty of time to eat then. January 1st comes around, and my mom is up gathering her cooking stuff to bring over to whoever's house the party's at. The four families all switch off every year to see whose house we all get to go to. In the morning, all the moms from the four families get together to finish making food and get ready, and the kids and the dads all come later because we get in the way. About mid-afternoon-ish, the dads bring the kids over and we all just hang out for a while. The mom's talking in the kitchens, the dad's drinking in the living room, and the kids just all over the place. There are four families, two kids per family. Sometimes there are guests that come, but for the most part, it's just us four. There's a lot of food there, since it's for four or more families, but also because traditionally the food you make is supposed to last you days. This is partly because the celebration itself is supposed to last for days, and also because in Japan the shops would all be closed, so you couldn't get any more food for a while. But since we live in Seattle, not Japan, and most stores don't care if it's New Year's or not unless they can sell a lot of New Year's crap, this extra food is mostly to make sure that no one has to do any more cooking for a while.